Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have a new person in our studio to talk and be introduced to our audience. She is from the Courthouse Center for the Arts. Her name is Marianne Almonte. Welcome, Marianne. Nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you here, and we're going to find out everything we wanted to know about Courthouse Center for the Arts. And first, everything we want to know about you. Now, I had the privilege of meeting you a couple weeks ago. You are in a new position as executive director of the Courthouse Center for the Arts, right?
Yes, I am.
And you're a pretty well-known person in this area. Normally, when I'm interviewing people on this show, they come from different parts of the country, and we got to tell them about their background. But I would bet a lot of people in our listening audience know your last name.
Really?
Don't you think?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because you have a relatively well-known parent, right? Your dad is fairly well-known, right? Is I on the right track?
In Wakefield, possibly.
Right, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. We have a lot of listeners in Wakefield, and so I'm just thinking that people will say, how do I know that name? How do I know that name? Let's take it from the beginning. You grew up in this area?
I grew up in Cranston originally until I was six, and then we moved to East Greenwich.
All right. So a Rhode Island person.
A Rhode Island gal.
All the time. Never moved out?
I moved away for a little over a year to Kentucky.
Okay. Well, that doesn't count. That's like a visit. All
mm-hmm.
right. So we're going to consider you a true Rhode Islander. And we'll do that by, you know, talking about places where things used to be, you know, like, if you're giving directions, go down the street to where the gas station used to be. That's Rhode Island talk. Right?
I still do that.
You still do that. Everybody in Rhode Island does that. Let's talk about how you got involved with the Courthouse Center for the Arts. Now, they've been around for quite a while, a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you get involved?
I came to a show
mm-hmm.
there about a year and a half ago. And they were in a spot where they needed a bartender.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I've never bartended before, but I'll give it a shot. And
right.
I've been there ever since.
There you go. So from bartender to executive director, from bartender to the big boss.
From bartender to a board member, and then to executive
right.
director.
Now, for a few people that may not be aware of the Courthouse Center for the Arts, it's not too far from our studio here in Exeter, right down the road. And it's right near URI, giving people a frame of reference if you're not from this area. And it's been around for, what, about 70-something years, something like that?
The courthouse itself was built in 1893.
Okay.
And in 1988, it became the Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Okay. So it's older than I thought it was. Became a center for the arts, and at that point in time there were all kinds of things that used to happen there. And I know that in the past we've had shows with previous executive directors, and those of you that are familiar with Russell Maitland was here, and
yes.
Richard Erickson was here, and different people over the years that have put on different shows and so forth. But your quest is a little different than what they had. You're going to be kind of an all-around building with concerts, shows, classes.
Support groups.
All kinds of things, right?
We are trying to become more of not just an arts center, but be more supportive throughout the community.
So a real community center as far as getting people involved.
Yes.
Okay, and you have a very interesting and in-depth schedule, just to give people an idea of the kind of things that are coming. You're going to have art classes starting tomorrow.
Yes.
How does that work?
You can call the center, or you can just show up tomorrow. We have two separate art classes. We have one with pastels for beginners, and we have one with oils and acrylics for people that are intermediate or advanced. And they last from 10 a.m. to 2:30, so it's quite an extensive class, and it's for 2 days.
Okay, and do they have to be members of the organization, or how does...
No, it's for the public.
Just for the public, so anyone can go.
Anybody can show up.
So see, we've already, if you're sitting at home listening, looking for something to do tomorrow, you've already got something to do.
That's right, and all the supplies are provided for you for that class.
Wow.
So just bring yourself.
Bring yourself.
Bring yourself.
And what, the $1,000 fee, or how does that work?
$2,000 would be very nice. You would be considered a sponsor.
All right.
No, it's $120.
Okay. All right. So give people an idea of what's going on and what the prices are. But if you want to go online and check out the schedule while we're having our little conversation here, courthousearts.org is where their website is located, and it's a great website, lots and lots of information.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pictures of you on there, though. I did go looking.
I'm not very photogenic.
No, you're not there. But
nobody wants to see me. They want to see the programs.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm sure if you go to the courthouse for most of the events, you will see Marianne there. You're there all the time, it
yes,
seems.
Yes, I am, for every event.
Every event. Okay, well, let's talk about the other events that are coming, and you have lots of concerts, and that's been going pretty well. We're kind of in the middle of your season here.
Mm-hmm.
You've had some very successful ones, and got some interesting ones coming up. Tell us what might be coming up.
Well, first of all, every month starts off with a gallery opening for local artists, and we try to reach as many as we can. So July 1st, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., we'll have a Visions of Rhode Island gallery opening. There are four artists from Wickford, very talented. They have some beautiful work, and all the work they're bringing in are paintings of different places in Rhode Island. So I'm mm-hmm. excited to see them come in. They're wonderful people. Two of them, Dan Lake and Lori Jeremiah, are also the art teachers for this week.
Oh, great.
So they're
okay.
very kind to do that for us.
Good tie-in there.
Mm-hmm. So the gallery opening is Friday, July 1st from 5:30 to 8, but the art stays up for the entire month.
Okay.
So now, you can come in and purchase the art there. We'd like to have you leave it for the month because it'll leave an empty wall, a hole on the wall for us. But,
right.
Last month we had Eric Lutz. He's still up right now. They're more than welcome to come in and see his paintings.
Now, when the show opens, you have is there kind of like a reception type of thing that happens?
That's the reception. All July right. 1st, 5:30 to 8.
People may not be aware, but you have a full bar available. You did mention that you were a bartender, and
yes,
that meant you were giving out all kinds of adult beverage as well as others. Right?
Well, we can't give them off. I mean, just give them away. We have to charge you for them. We do have a liquor license, so.
Right. Well, that's the important point I was trying to make. That
there's food and snacks, and you get to mingle with the artists, and everybody's always happy, and it's fun. It's a fun time. I do a little speech on the different things that we provide if there are people that are new.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a lot of patrons that return, though, that love the art. So it's a fun time. You should come down to it.
Well, we didn't. This is a little bit of an unusual show for conducting conversations in that you're not promoting a particular concert, so to speak. But you will have lots of groups coming in, and one of the things that's going to happen on Saturday, July 23rd, is you're going to have a Sinatra tribute coming in.
Yes,
and
Chris
Jason. So I thought it would be cool if we play some Sinatra music, just to get a little music in there. What's the name of the person coming in?
Chris Jason.
Chris Jason. And so we're going to go to, not Chris at this point, but the real thing. We're going to use a recording of Frank Sinatra's from his Duets album. And we're going to play probably one of the more familiar themes of Frank Sinatra, New York, New York. And he'll be doing that with Tony Bennett.
Start spreading the news. You're leaving today. Tell him, Frank.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
your vagabond shoes. They are longing to stray
and step around the heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in that city that doesn't sleep
and find your king of the hill, top of the heap. Your small town blues, they're melting away.
I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York.
You always make it there, you make it anywhere.
It's up to you, New York, New York. In that city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the list.
You bet. And I'm the one king of the hill. Here's a little
a brand new start of it right there in old New York.
You better believe it, folks. You always make it there, you make it anywhere.
Come on, come through.
Well, that kind of gets us in a party mood, listening to Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra. And the Frank Sinatra tribute, as I mentioned, is going to be Saturday, July 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And Marianne, a busy schedule. We talked a little bit about the gallery opening and so forth and so on. July 2nd, Santana tribute.
Yes, we're very excited about that.
That should be fun. That's going to be another fun one. Well, maybe we'll play a Santana piece in a moment. Let's go on with the schedule a little bit. What's after that?
Well, we have a Back in Black AC/DC tribute. And then on Friday, July 15th, we have Robert Black, who does a fabulous Elvis tribute with a full band. He does it Vegas style. He comes out in costume and all. And if you YouTube him, then it's almost like it's Elvis.
Wow. All so right. We'll have to use a piece of Elvis for music a little bit later on, too, then.
Yes. We also have comedians coming in Saturday, July 16th. We've hooked up with Joe Rocco. I'm sure everybody knows that name from Channel 10, and he is the agent for some national comedians. So we have Kevin Meaney coming in, who's hilariously funny, so we're excited about that too. Buddy Holly is coming Sunday, July 17th.
A Buddy Holly tribute.
Buddy Holly can't make it.
We don't want to dig him up.
That would not be pretty.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go to a piece of Santana music right now, and then we'll take a short break and be back. Let's give people the phone number if they want to call the courthouse if they have any questions. Can they do that?
Yes, they can. It's 401-782-1018.
All right, we'll listen to Santana and then be back with more of the Courthouse Center for the Arts and Marianne Almonte. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Marianne Almonte from the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And Marianne is the new executive director there. We've been talking a little bit about the schedule, the very busy schedule. But in order to put on a lot of the performances and the things that are happening, like art classes and so forth, it takes some financial help, I believe. Is that a good statement, a good true statement?
That is correct.
And is it part of your job to find that financial help?
It is part of my job and the board members, and I always ask our patrons at all the shows to help us out too, not just with money, but with volunteering.
So if people want to help and come and do things like usher or cut the grass or paint the building? Or
absolutely. We have lots to do, and it's a historical building, so it's always needing updates. We are a staff of probably 2.5 people. Okay. Myself, a sound man, and a lighting man, and then we have 2 girls that do part-time work in the office. Mm-hmm. We recently acquired volunteer bookkeepers. Okay. So that's helped out a lot. But we have people like local businesses that help us out often. They're wonderful to us. They're so generous. We love them. And they attend our shows. The owner of the Ocean Mist helps us out. And the Muse, the new Saltwater Tavern down on Main Street in Wakefield has been wonderful to us. Deweytron, different companies come in. A lot of patrons leave money that night when they leave a show.
Well, that's great. I mean, they see a show, they're excited about it, and that's the time to put the squeeze on them, as they say.
We squeeze them after a couple drinks.
Well, that's all great, and it's all for a good cause. And you mentioned it's a historic building. A historic building means it's old, and it needs lots of things, and there's always improvements to be made. And I had a very nice opportunity with you a couple weeks ago to take a tour and kind of bring myself up to date as what's going on there. And you've done a lot of things to already clean it up and fix things. And
we did.
That's an ongoing process, right?
Absolutely ongoing. We recently had a leak on the second floor, so we have to get a wall replaced. But we have a landscaper that lives across the street, and he cuts the lawn, and we still need people to help with weed whacking and things like that. It is ongoing. It would be nice if we could get somebody to come in and stop the caterpillars from killing my trees.
Yeah, that unfortunately, that's a problem for the whole area.
It is.
This has been a very unusual caterpillar year. But let's go to a piece of music. You mentioned earlier that Elvis was coming. I don't want to go to that right now because I want to get another Frank Sinatra song in to talk about the tribute that's coming. The Frank Sinatra tribute is going to be Saturday, July 23rd, and that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So let's go to a Sinatra song where he's doing a duet with Natalie Cole, and they can't take that away from me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams.
No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love.
But I'll always, always keep the memory of
the way you hold your knife,
the way we dance till three,
the way you changed my life. Hey, no, that away from me.
No,
no, you can't take that away from me. Keep that memory of the way way you hold your knife.
And I love the way we dance till three.
The way you've changed my life. Oh no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away.
Baby, they can't take that away.
No, they can't take that away.
Oh, well, baby, they can't take that away. No, they can't take that away from me.
Frank Sinatra with Natalie Cole, someone who was taken way too soon from us, but it's great to have the recordings where we can listen to them once again. And Marianne, we talked about the art classes that are starting tomorrow, as a matter of fact, but one of the other things you do is you provide an awful lot of things for young people, children, and a lot of the proceeds from what you make go towards sponsoring that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Any of the proceeds we make off the entertainment and the shows that we have on the weekends or the art classes, including the art gallery functions that we make a small percentage on the art that we sell for the local artists, goes towards children's programs, whether it be in theater or painting, dancing, singing, or recording. We give it to them for free.
Wow.
There's no eligibility guidelines. We try to target children that wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to be involved. But the Dana Foundation has been studying the brain for many, many years and found that any kind of involvement in all art mediums increases their cognitive learning skills, and it's accumulative. So we want to keep our kids and our future smart, and we want to keep them involved in these programs, so we offer them for free.
That's great, and it's open to anyone. There's no stipulation.
Some of the programs have age restrictions
age
on them.
Restrictions,
some
of course,
the theater
yes, yeah.
programs have ages 9 through 17, where 9 through 14 you'd be in the theater class, and the 15 through 17 you'd be more of an intern.
Right, but there's no economic type of restriction or forms to fill out saying, oh, you know, you're not eligible for some reason that way. It's just an
No,
age
absolutely not. Okay. And even our upcoming Chance to Dance, which has been in play for over 20 years, just not down in the South County area, they've come to us with a Chance to Dance program, and you can actually be in a wheelchair and they will choreograph a dance for you. So we do make some calls to perspectives will be involved in that. And we'll call counselors in the school department to see who would benefit from this the most. But like I said, there is no eligibility guideline.
Excellent. All right. Let's get back to a piece of music. And on July 15th, Friday night at 7:30, Robert Black will be in. You mentioned him earlier doing his Elvis-style tribute.
Yes.
So let's listen to an Elvis song. And then we will take a short break and be back with more.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious. Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't.
best don't let a good thing die. When honey, you know I have never lied to you.
Back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Marianne Almonte, the Executive Director of the Courthouse Center for the Arts, and we've been talking about all the wonderful programming going on there. And Marianne, you've been involved for just a few months now, not even a year, right?
Yeah, maybe 4 months.
4 months. So a lot of work has been done turning things around and getting things going and getting involved. And some of the initiatives you've taken, we've talked about children's programming, some of the concerts. But you also do other events there where people can rent the building if I wanted to get married, I could rent the building, right?
Absolutely, and we even have a ghost judge that might be able to perform the ceremony for you.
Wow, a ghost judge, because the building is haunted? Is that why?
So it says. Well, I don't like to say haunted because I've been told they're very nice ghosts.
Okay, so it's occupied.
It's occupied.
All right. But actually, you can rent it for various functions, if any. Anybody that's listening has a business and wants to have meetings there, can they do that during the day and so forth and so on?
Absolutely. We do fundraisers. Most recently, the North Kingston girls basketball team had a very successful fundraiser there where they had comedians come in and they did raffles and silent auctions, and it was very successful, went off very well. So we, you can give me a call at the 782-1018 and I can put that together for you for a very small fee, because like I said, we like to give back to the community. There's also different occasions where we don't charge you rent at all.
Really?
So for instance, on Thursday nights, we have the National Alliance of Mental Illness. They're the largest organization for mental illness in the country. And they do from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Thursday. It's free and it's anonymous. You can come in and be educated. If you're a family member of somebody with a mental illness or a caregiver, or you'd just like to learn about it, you're welcome to come and go to these classes from 6 to 9 p.m. every Thursday night. They run 12-week sessions. They take a month off and they start out again. You don't have to go the whole time, but you can call me and get involved in that. We also give free space to budding artists. the theater upstairs, which is the largest courtroom in the building. The musicians that come there tell us how wonderful it sounds.
That would be a great place to make a recording.
It is. It's worked out very well. So we give the space free and the recording time free.
Wow.
You do have to make an appointment for that, though, because we are booking up quick. We also have different music teachers, piano teachers and such, that bring their students there, and we do free recitals for them. So we're all about reaching out and giving things away, but we do need support in order to do that.
You're giving an awful lot of things away that most people charge for. So if you're listening and you like what they're doing, you certainly can help out by going to the website and making a donation or making arrangements to make a donation. You have a Facebook page also, right?
We do, and we're on Twitter or Tweety or whatever that's called with the little blue bird.
You can Twit Tweety or whatever you want to
do. Tweety, it's a little blue bird. I know that.
Right.
I don't take care of it. My wonderful staff does. And we're on Instagram also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to another piece of music. I keep mentioning the Frank Sinatra tribute coming up on Saturday, July 23rd. So we'll do another Frank Sinatra piece. This one is a duet with Carly Simon in the Wee Small Hours of the Morning.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. Now when that twilight steals, I know how the lady in the harbor feels. When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue, blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't get myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry.
In the wee small hours of the morning,
my friends ask me out, but I tell them I'm busy.
While the whole
I've got to get,
wide world
got to get a new alibi. I hang around at home and ask myself,
think about
where is she?
Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my teardrops,
moving on a string of dreams. My little memories, those little memories remind her of our crazy schemes. Forget about her.
You'd be his.
And I gave that treatment
only he would
a try.
In the wee,
strangely enough,
small hours,
I got along without her.
Then one day
she passed me
right by.
Tears out to dry.
that's the time you
tears
miss him
out
most of all.
Wonderful singing by Frank Sinatra and Carly Simon. And speaking of wonderful things, lots of wonderful things happening at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And if you'd like to be a member, becoming a member comes with benefits, right?
Yes, it does.
How do people go about it?
They can call us or they can come in and pick up a membership card. They get discounts on the upcoming shows. They get preferred seating. And at different events, they get a meet and greet with the artists.
Wow. So if I become a member, is that like $100,000? How do you become? I mean, what, you know.
That would be very nice. If you, do you want to donate $100,000
no,
for
a just was looking
membership?
For what the price was.
Oh, okay. Because that would be very nice, and we wouldn't need any more memberships.
Could we call it the Mike Mano Hall then, if I did that?
Yeah. We can put a little plaque up.
We'll, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe in the hallway.
All right.
But it's $25 for a membership. They do have different levels. If you
but
go
for
up,
as little as $25,
there is little as $25. Yes, absolutely.
Well, that sounds like everybody should do that.
I think they should too.
All right. Well, that's a good thing, and they receive all those things: the meet and greet sometimes, and preferred seating. And although I have to say that's not much of an advantage because every place in there for a show is a great seat.
Absolutely, it is. But we do have some diehard fans of some of the acts coming in, and they like their front seats.
They want to be in the right spot, right?
Yes.
But it's a great place to see a concert or a show or take in all of these, any of these functions we've talked about, because it is not a huge, huge building. It's a kind of place where you're never going to be sitting more than 25 or 30 feet from the action, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very, very small venue. We seat up to 250, depending on the size of the act. So with the Chris Jason Sinatra tribute coming in, he does have a full-size orchestra coming in, so we can only seat 193 people.
All right, so there'll be a full-size orchestra and the tribute. That's great. Let's get right to the rest of the schedule before we run out of time here. And I think we left off at Friday, July 22nd.
Okay, so we have the wonderfully talented Philip Martorella coming in on Sunday, July 31st at 3 p.m. He's a fabulous piano player, and he actually donates all the proceeds back to us. So we love Philip.
Wow.
We absolutely love Philip. He's an unbelievable piano player. We have other art classes coming up in July. We have Bob Perlow, who's a comedian that was a warm-up guy in Hollywood for a lot of different sitcoms that went on. So he has a book that he put together, and he does a slideshow and interviews with a lot of the stars that he warmed up for. So he basically proves it. We have a Beatles tribute on Saturday, September 3rd, called After Fab. And they do a lot of the music after the Beatles broke up, and some from when
right.
they were together, and they're just fabulous. So we're really putting a lot into finding the good groups and making sure that they're fabulous before they get there. We have Friday, September 9th, is Seth Gleer and Matt Nakoa, both fabulous piano players and musicians and artists, and he's a singer-songwriter, and he's been with us before. He came and was the opening act for Crystal Bower Sox.
Okay.
And we just fell in love with him, and the audience came to me and asked if we could get him back again. So we did, and he's there on his own. He's wonderful.
Cool. Why don't we use a piece of his music to go out with after you finish the rest of the schedule here?
Oh, that's great. That's great. We did take over the Newport Comedy Series. So we have Joe DeVito, Mary Ellen Rinaldi, comedy show coming in on Friday, September 23rd, 8 p.m. show. Then we have local artists like Steve DeConte and Duke Robillard coming in for guitar playing. It's called a guitar trio, but there's actually five or six guitar players coming in. And
right.
They rotate three at a time.
You got the Duke. He's the king. He's the one.
He is. We're very excited. Saturday, October 29th, we have a Boston Comedy Legends. So they're very big. Very big comedians, and they'll cost us a lot. So if If you'd like to donate to that or sponsor the show, please give me a call, 782-1018. We have the world-famous Hal McIntyre Orchestra, and they're doing a tribute to Peggy Lee, and that is a huge group of musicians. That's wonderful, and we were very, very lucky to get them. They're coming Friday, November 11th. And that's it. If you haven't been down to see us, you really should. It's a beautiful place. The ghosts don't bother anybody. They're very nice. like Mike said, we have a full-service bar. It's a wonderful courtroom. You can barely tell it was a courtroom anyway, but it sounds fabulous. We've had many performers come in and do their performance without a microphone. That's how good it sounds. But we do have a full brand new sound system and wonderful sound technician, my little Lulu, who takes care of everything for us, and we think you'd have a great time. There's always art on the wall and things to do, and you'll be amazed with the programs because we didn't have enough time to talk about everything going on.
Well, we'll have to have you back again because lots of things are happening at the courthouse, and I want to thank you for coming in tonight, spending your time with us, and telling our audience about all those great events. And you got to come back. It's a part of the deal now, I think.
Absolutely. I had a great time. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We're going to go out with that music as promised from Seth. And then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
As the sun rose up over the sea, everyone was singing in a minor key. Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, and priests gathered around for the jubilee. Two old ladies still waiting on a sign, growing bitter with age like a yellowtail wine. Shouting at the junkies in the Court Street light, do the next right thing or the next thing right. Oh, oh, you're a long way from home. Him may sing, oh, oh, people need a miracle to do the next right thing. Hey, heaping voices and a choir preachers. Hey, diddle, diddle, now the fiddle screeches. Moaning up the stairs and rolling in bed. She been talking to God since 2 a.m. Saying, I don't wanna go, I don't wanna die, but her sister's gotta save her seat in the sky. You can judge me, grade me, shed some light. Do the next right thing or the next thing right. Oh, oh, you're a long way from home. You may sing, oh, oh, people need a miracle.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.